Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi there, I'm David Garrido and you're listening to La Liga Lowdown. If you love your Spanish football, so do we, so you're in exactly the right place. And Matchday 31 has been pretty eventful, hasn't it? We will tease out all the key detail for you over the next 15-20 minutes or so, including Messi's hat-trick helps Barcelona equal a La Liga record and sit 11 points clear, but will they be invincible? Diego runs the rule over there running.
Banana peel number 2, Celta away in Balaidos. This one has always been proven tough for the Azulgrana. They've dropped plenty of points in Vigo.
An entertaining Madrid derby finishes honours even. Ewan is giving us his marks out of 10 on Real and Atletico.
Their game plan was clearly to defend and to hit Real on the counter. They actually did this very well, sucking up pressure like a vacuum cleaner and then spitting it all out at once like a rusty hairdryer.
Valencia climbed to third after yet another win. Bacor sharpens his focus on one of the most intense coaches in La Liga, Marcelino.
He's managed to turn things around very quickly in Valencia, changing the squad's habits, cleaning the locker room out of toxic players and even weighing every player every single day.
Plus, you've been brilliant on Twitter this week, so on the way, your three-word verdicts and we reveal our Animal 11 in La Liga.
Top story.
Yep, another week, another game unbeaten for Barcelona, who are strolling towards the La Liga title. As they beat Leganés 3-1 at the Camp Nou, it was a day of equaling records for the champions in waiting. The sumptuous opener from a set piece, meaning that Lionel Messi has made it 6 goals from free kicks in a single season. That's level with Ronaldinho. And his hat-trick means that he is now on 29 La Liga goals for the campaign, the same tally as Mo Salah in the Premier League, as they race each other for the European Golden Boot. And of course, the most important record of all, Barcelona are now 38 league games unbeaten, 7 from last season, 31 this, which is what Real Sociedad achieved in 1979 and 1980. So can they complete an invincible league campaign? Well, there are 7 matches to go now, so where might they slip up? And who better to ask than our own resident culé, Diego Lorraine, who is in Barcelona. Diego, where do you think the stumble might happen, if at all?
David, in honour of our friend Kian Sobani, I've called the following the banana peel path. I've listed 4. Let's see if you and the listeners will agree. Banana peel number 1, Barça-Valencia. Barça returns to La Liga next week to square off against a side who you will remember, David, managed to beat them 2 years ago at the Camp Nou 2-0. Banana peel number 2, Celta away in Balaidos. This one has always been proven tough for the Azulgrana. They've dropped plenty of points in Vigo, and Aspas will be keen to prove that he is Spain's number 9. Banana peel number 3, El Clásico. Barça-Madrid, do I need to say more? I don't think so. Banana peel number 4, Barça-Villarreal, because I think at that stage in the competition, the Yellow Submarine will surely be eager for points to assure a spot in European football. Those are my 4 banana peels. Be wary, Barça. The road to status invictus is a slippery one.
We see what you've done there, Diego, and we like it a lot. It would be a big achievement, that's for sure. There has never been an unbeaten 38-match season in Spain's top division. Last time it was done was in 1932 by Real Madrid, when there were only 10 teams and therefore only 18 games played. So will Barcelona do it? Well, it's the subject of our 60-second standoff on our YouTube channel this week. In the yes corner will be Paco Pollitt, and in the no corner is Alex Johnson. So go subscribe now so that you don't miss out. Our custom URL is youtube.com/C/LaLigaLowdown, or simply put La Liga Lowdown in your search engine. Now, other things to note about the Barça performance: more of a 4-2-3-1 formation with a 3 of Dembele, Messi and Coutinho behind Luis Suarez, and Ivan Rakitic and Andre Gomes deeper. Rakitic having such an impressive time of it right now. For all the talk of Barcelona maybe winning the title being super reliant on Messi and not playing the brilliant football of the the Guardiola era, the Croat is surely a player who has understood better than most exactly what Ernesto Valverde wants, wherever he's played, in whichever system. And Sergio Roberto playing at left back, again terrific, and proof of his versatility and selflessness. As for the simple matter of winning the league title, well, Barcelona are 11 points clear, and if they're still at least 10 points ahead by early May, it would mean that they would be champions before Real Madrid come to the Camp Nou. But Zinedine Zidane has said his players will not offer a pasillo, the guard of honour, if that is the case. He claims that Barcelona broke that tradition by not offering the pasillo at the Bernabeu in December last year after Madrid had won the Club World Cup. Well, Barcelona's response at the time was, since they hadn't played in that competition, it didn't count. All a bit of nonsense, really. So, to the derby, and we caught up with a few Real Madrid fans before kickoff at the Estadio Santiago Bernabéu to get their predictions for the capital clash with Atletico.
Okay, my name is Eduardo. The score is Real Madrid is going to win 2-0.
Hi, my name is Marcela, and I think the score is going to be 3-1 winning the Real Madrid.
My name is Kostas, I'm from Greece. I think Real will win. The score will be 2-1.
My name is Kevin. Real Madrid is going to win 3-0. It's a hat-trick from Ronaldo.
Not to be, I'm afraid, guys, but then we weren't much better on our Partidazo predictions on our YouTube channel, to be honest. None of the squad got it right this week. Diego and myself going home win, Alex and Paco going away win. Instead, we got a one-all draw, but an entertaining one, although Los Blancos could have been out of sight had they put away their first half chances. Cristiano Ronaldo and Antoine Griezmann may have scored the goals, but the real stars were the two keepers, Keylor Navas and particularly Jan Oblak. Marks out of 10 then for both these sides. It's Ewan McTare who is giving out the grades this week.
So let's start with Real Madrid's report card. First off, they get top marks for presentation. It would have been very tempting to best players ahead of their clash with Juventus in midweek, but they played a full strength back line and rested few others elsewhere. They were the better side in both halves, especially the second half, in which they had 73% possession and spent 40% of the time in Atleti's third. Only the magnificent Jan Oblak denied them the win, as he made 7 saves, with some of them being absolutely phenomenal. So Real Madrid get an 8 out of 10. As for Atletico, their game plan was clearly to defend and to hit Real on the counter. They actually did this very well, sucking up pressure like a vacuum cleaner and then spitting it all out at once like a rusty hairdryer. They also forced Keylor Navas into some good saves, and Vitolo had a 1-vs-1 chance in the first half which was called dead for an incorrect offside. They were privileged to have Oblak, but they did what they had to do, and they get a 7 out of 10 from me.
Cheers, Ewan. Well, other lines to come out of this game. Zidane didn't particularly like the suggestion that Madrid were favourites for the Champions League, despite being 3-0 up going into Wednesday's quarter-final second leg at home to Juventus. And also before kickoff, it emerged that Griezmann denied having already signed for Barcelona, but said that he wanted his future sorted before the World Cup. And Diego Simeone confirmed he is staying at Atletico Madrid because he wants the club to carry on improving and he believes that they can keep growing. Now, Valencia have climbed above Real Madrid. They sit third in the table after another regulation victory, it seems. This time 1-0 at home to Espanyol. Regulation because it means they're unbeaten in 9 La Liga games, winning 8 of them, drawing the other. An early goal did the damage in this one. Gonzalo Guedes probing down the left and crossing for Rodrigo to head past the keeper, making it 7 goals in his last 6 games for club and country and 15 now in La Liga for the season. Well, Paco Pollitt was at Mestalla, keeping a very close eye on the Valencia head coach Marcelino, who should renew his contract with Los Cheer despite being linked with jobs elsewhere. Well, here Paco tells us how and why he is so pivotal to Valencia.
Well, for starters, he never allows his players to relax. Take this Sunday's game as an example. He was constantly moving up and down the touchline, correcting his players' positioning, pressing them to try harder in a very close game against Espanyol. Always talking with his second in command, Rubén Uria, always 100% focused in the game. He's managed to turn things around very quickly in Valencia, changing the squad's habits, cleaning the locker room out of toxic players, and even weighing every player every single day. Any extra weight means a harsh fine for anyone who doesn't eat properly. Obviously, teams in Europe are watching him very closely. For example, Napoli is keen on signing him, but he's bound to stay 99% next season. Here's what Valencia fans we spoke to think about the head coach.
What I like about him is he has big role signing players. He personally called Kondogbia. I think he's the best player this year. And players were excited with what he promised them.
I think he's an excellent ego manager. He's a really hard worker. He has a clear idea
of the playstyle he wants?
The team physical power, no doubt. Marcelino has worked very hard to have his players in top shape. I think a physical Valencia is very difficult to beat.
Thank you, Paco. Great to hear the voice of the Valencia fans there. But for Espanyol, it is three games without scoring. In fact, they are the joint third lowest scorers in La Liga, along with Leganés, 26 goals from 31 games. David López admitted it's been their problem all season. So the top four changes slightly, and those teams are well ahead of the rest. But let's turn our attention to the bottom of the table.
Relegation battle.
Well, not much of a battle now after a frenetic affair at the Estadio Ciudad de Valencia, where Levante were 2-1 winners over Las Palmas, although it could have been very different. Coque with the opener for the hosts, but then David Garcia with the equaliser for the Canary Islanders, after which it was pretty much all Las Palmas. Jonathan Cagliari and Ezequiel having decent chances before Coque himself was sent off, and then a breakaway goal finished off by the deft touch of José Campaña, curling it past Chizola in the 92nd minute. What a time to score his first goal of the season. So Levante take all 3 points and they're unbeaten in four games under Paco López, winning three of those. That is what you call a new manager bounce. Well, crucially, Levante are now 8 points above the bottom three with seven games left. And to make matters worse for Las Palmas, well, they were overtaken by Deportivo La Coruña, who are now third bottom after their first win under Clarence Seedorf. Now, this was a ding-dong encounter on Friday night at Riazor, where Depor twice took the lead and twice were pegged back by basement boys Malaga. First, a Lucas Perez penalty to end his barren run, then a Guillerme own goal, and then Adrián López and Diego Roland scoring within 4 minutes before Adrián struck a second time to seal the game for once and for all. Deportivo's winless streak then stops at 15 games, the worst run in their history. It was their first victory in 118 days. Relief all round. But this was not an affair full of quality. It was more about who was less bad. And on this occasion, it was Depor. Malaga now 14 points off safety with 7 games remaining. They might as well just prepare for next season in Segunda, whether that be with José González or someone else in charge. Onwards and upwards and into the top half of the table again.
European contenders.
Well, ahead of the Monday night game between Villarreal and Athletic Club, Real Betis are fifth, and it's no fluke. It's been building over the last couple of months, where they've only lost to Real Madrid and Valencia, won 7 out of 10 games, including all of the last four, the last three of which with clean sheets, and the 2-0 victory over Eibar was even more comfortable than it sounds. A lovely through ball from Antonio Barragán for Sergio León to finish with the outside of his right boot, very nice, and then Barragán getting to the byline, and his centre diverted into his own net by the unfortunate Anaïs Arbilla early in the second half, and there could have been more. Well, Quique Setién said this Betis team are feeling fresh, they've got their mind straight, they're up for it. Everyone else take note, and especially at home, they could have a strong end to the season. Las Palmas and Malaga visit the Benito Villamarín before the derby and the chance to complete the league double over Sevilla for the first time since 1995. And speaking of Sevilla, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. From the euphoria of the win at Old Trafford, they've now well and truly slumped. Lost to Leganés, couldn't beat Barça from 2-0 up after 87 minutes, surrendered another lead at home to Bayern Munich, and in their latest game, they were smashed 4-0 on Saturday at a Celta Vigo side inspired by their talisman, Iago Aspas. The local boy scored a hat-trick to take him up to 19 La Liga goals this season, the second one rather gifted to him by some bad decision-making by David Soria. But good forwards make the most of those opportunities, and Aspas is certainly making a compelling case to be on that plane to Russia with the Spain national side. Could have been different if Sandro Ramirez had put away his chances for the visitors, but Sergio Alvarez pulled off two excellent saves. And to make matters worse for Vincenzo Montella, Simon Kjaer was taken off injured in the first half. Other results, Girona succumbing to a very surprising 5-0 defeat at Real Sociedad with two goals from Mikel Oyarzabal and also Sergio Canales, Adnan Januzaj and Juanmi all on the score sheet. Girona boss Pablo Machin commented afterwards that he hopes we don't see that bad a performance again from his side and that Real Sociedad have found their way through them too easily when normally they pride themselves on being tough to break down. Well, Girona have now let in 17 goals in the last four away games, but they have at least mathematically confirmed that they will be playing in that Liga next season, and in the context of their overall situation as first timers in Spain's top division, well, that was always going to be the objective. And don't forget, we have spoken to Pablo Machin recently in an exclusive interview which is also on our YouTube channel, in which he talks about the Manchester City hookup and his own future, so do check it out. Now, Getafe could have made the European picture even more complex with victory at Alaves, but it wasn't to be. First, Victor Laguardia headed past Vicente Guaita from a Munir free kick, and the Barcelona loanee scored the second himself after a perfect cross from John Guidetti, who has adapted to life fantastically well at Mendizorroza. 2-0 Alaves, and it remained so after Victorino Antunes put his penalty wide, so Getafe have really dropped off. 4 losses in 5. Well, we've had a lot of fun on our Twitter feeds in the last few days, so let's start off with your three-word verdicts from the weekend. Cambo went for Aspas Messi hat-trick. Sam Leverage says, Zidane isn't bothered. And from the same game, this from Samsinda Mishra, Cholop Barks bus. Jack Sanders has gone for Betis in Europe. Yeah, they're fifth. Unbelievable. Liking this one from Simon as well. What the Celta? Yeah, I can't believe 4-0 at home to Sevilla. Did not see that one coming. Away goals drought, says Richard Kosmala. And Chris McCormack says, Campagna masterpiece. Although we think the masterpiece is one word, but we'll let you off, Chris. We also managed to compile our Animal 11 with your help. And this is the final team. Marc-Andre Deer Stegen, Ant Air Kappa, Sergio Ramos, Gerard Pique A, Lucas Hernandez, Jeffrey Kondogbia, Lionel Messi, obviously, Iago Aspas, yeah, sort of, Diego Costa and Paco Alcácer, and completing the lineup, Philippe Coutinho. Although we also like Diego Gotin, that's from James F, Fabian Orellama, or Lama, from Petter Ludvigsen, getting a bit creative. Sergi Rabito from Mark Carruthers was a little tenuous, trying to be Sergio Roberto. We won't allow that one. Right then, usual bits to finish off with. Tomorrow, it's our 60-second standoff, as previously advertised. See how Alex and Bako get on as they go head-to-head on the question, will Barcelona go unbeaten in La Liga? That's on our YouTube channel on Tuesday. We will have more Partidazo predictions on Friday as well. On our Twitter feed, there's the Wednesday poll on that Barcelona question, our emoji challenge on Thursday, and the Saturday quiz. So go check us out on Twitter. We are at La Liga Lowdown. Plus, we've got all of our content on our new website too. It's www.laligalowdown.com. And feel free to rate this mini pod 5 stars and tell your friends. They're all welcome. The more the merrier. That's your La Liga Lowdown. See you next time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.